that it can be absolutely permanent and for real. And I've seen it again and again. I've seen people reach it again and again and again. And it doesn't take, let me amplify even more, it doesn't take any extraordinary ability. It doesn't require that you be extra smart, extra practical, extra heartfelt. There's no special ability or special quality or special requirement that has to be fulfilled. No criteria has to be met other than and you're either going to love or hate this part. Other than the one that you've already fulfilled, which is that you will pay whatever price is required for it to be the case for you. Because there is a required price. It usually has something to do with willingness. It usually has something to do with accepting something that you might not want to accept or ordinarily accept. And we really are talking about the practical mechanics and the actual science of how this is achieved, how this has gotten to, how inner peace actually arrives. Because we're not talking theoretically. I'm not sitting here giving you nice theories, nice principles about general ideas and maybe this can be. And these are not theories. We are talking about the practical actualities of inner peace, of total acceptance. Because it works a certain way, within certain parameters, it works the same for everybody. It'll have a little different flavor for this person, it'll be a little bit different in how it's experienced by that person. This person might have to do a little bit something that that person doesn't, but the general mechanics of it work the same for everybody, just the same as any other mechanics work. You know, everybody has to eat. Now, for some people, they can't tolerate sugar, and some people can't tolerate high-fat foods, and some people have to have a lot of this or a lot of that, or certain conditions have to be met to have good nutrition. And it's different for different people, and it's different for different cultures, different parts of the world. But everybody has to eat, and it pretty much works the same way. You take some stuff, it goes in here, you know, it does this, some of it comes out there, and...
That's wonderful, because I'm really tired, I'm getting really tired, and you said, what are you willing to give? I've just got this little bit left, and I can't give it to you if it's not gonna happen. That's how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's frustration.
Yes.
Yeah. because it's quite obvious you have more than a little bit left. Mm-hmm. But I can understand the feeling. I can understand that level of frustration. And that level of frustration, believe it or not, will serve you. Is a good thing. Because it says that you're ready to turn your back on what doesn't work. You're ready to turn your back on everything that is non-fulfilling, no matter how shiny, no matter how alluring. And one of the things that happens for many people is you pretty much have to turn your back on the material world. Not that you give up your material possessions, not that you don't enjoy a good meal or having money in the bank or living in a nice home, but just that it doesn't weigh you down as this is the focus of your life, this is where you have all your attention, this is where you where you misread what life is all about. If you are really ready to say, I'm ready for something real, something that isn't just a shiny bauble, I'm ready to really not be fooled anymore, then that frustration serves a very